Summer House star Lindsay Hubbard, 37 years old, is pregnant with her very first baby. It was announced on July 4th. She slayed like a PR queen. She posted the news on her Instagram while making the post a sponsored post by Clear Blue. She was paid by Clear Blue to promote its pregnancy test, which a lot of people had an issue with. And she has had a boyfriend who is a mystery boyfriend. The public doesn't know who he is. He is a doctor, and he will not be on Summer House, which has started filming. Lindsay is filming. She is in a house pregnant with her ex-fiance, Carl. So, some people are saying that Lindsay has trapped her current boyfriend. Lindsay, however, has said that while this pregnancy was unplanned, her and her boyfriend are very happy and very excited about it. And that's what I believe is the case. Now, Lindsay is pushing 38 slash pushing 40, and I assume her boyfriend is around the same age. They're both established, career-wise, financially mature. They have a lot of things in place already that are important when you're going to bring a child into this world. So, why is anybody saying that Lindsay trapped her boyfriend? Like, where are the discussions about men trapping women? Because that happens often. There are men who tamper with birth control, there are men who put holes into condoms, there are men who say they pulled out or they're going to pull out and they don't pull out. Where are the discussions about men trapping women every single day? Because that's a lot of control that you have. If you impregnate someone against their will, then that means that you're taking them out of the dating pool, and it means that you're tied to them forever, and it means that you're going to have a child with someone that you wanted to have a child with for whatever reason. Where are the discussions about that? About men trapping women? That's what I want to see. I want to see the data on that. Because why are we putting all of this on the female? And I'm sorry, but I've known way too many people who have gotten pregnant accidentally, and it was the very best decision they ever made in their life to keep their baby and have a child. Lindsay has wanted a child. She's wanted to be a mother forever. I have not watched Summer House, and I really intend to start. I feel bad because I'm probably so many seasons late to the party, but Lindsay apparently has always said that she wants to be a mom. I don't even know how she kept this secret. So yesterday, Lindsay made a post on Instagram, and I'm just gonna read it. It says, four weddings, two magazine cover shoots, one Watch What Happens Live, one reunion taping, a sandwich shop opening, one Kleinfeld launch event, and a magazine party. Most all in my first trimester, and all before I announced. Hiding this news has been one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Wedding in Mexico. She has photos from these things. April 6th, which is when she found out. So everything that she's done since April 6th. Sixth, she has known that she was pregnant, and she couldn't tell the public. Like, that would kill me so much. Now, let's get back to Lindsay's mystery boyfriend. Is Lindsay aware of the fact that the public is going to find out who he is? Is Lindsay aware of the fact that it will be outed who he is? Does she know that the paparazzi will be hot on her trail? In a way, does she know that one of her close friends or family members might sell her out? How long does she intend to keep her baby daddy a secret? Because we are going to find out very soon. Now, switching gears,
Margot Ro Robbie is pregnant. Roby is pregnant. And I'm ready for that woman to have like 30 kids. I think she is a top tier beauty. She has big, full, luscious lips. She has beautiful, gorgeous, exotic shaped eyes. She is stunning. I hope that passes on to her offspring because it doesn't always. And I'm happy for her that she's putting what she wants first. I mean, a lot of women in Hollywood, they put their careers first. And I love it when someone doesn't do that. When someone's like, you know what? I'm who I am first, and my job comes second, not first. So I'm happy for Margot. I hope that she's happy. I hope that her husband is great and treats her well because some of these men, when they bag a 10, they feel very insecure about it and they're assholes. And we see it time and time again. So I hope it all works out for Margot Robbie. And I'm sure she's gonna, her snapback game is gonna be great. She's already flaunted her belly, which I love. I think is so adorable. Her belly is really small, and I think she was in Italy and she's already flaunting it. She was wearing like a shirt that she tucked in to kind of make a crop top. But I have to say, like, I really hate Rihanna for having her huge ass belly just out when she was pregnant because people have copied that trend and I hate it. Like ever since Rihanna was out in the street being three in her third trimester with her belly out, bare belly, I have seen celebrities do it. The other week I saw a girl in a parking lot do it. I don't like it. I don't want to be offensive, so I won't be very specific as to why I don't like it, but I don't like it. And then what really shocked me, really shocked me, is that Miss Gypsy Rose Blanchard, or Blanchard, I don't know how to spell her name, is pregnant. Okay, so here's the thing with Gypsy. She seems to be a serial monogamist, which, is not necessarily a bad thing, but does she have a past with Ken? Let me see. Hold on one second. I think she has a past with her current boyfriend Ken. Okay. So she does have a past with him. Okay. All right, 'cause I thought she just like picked him up off of the street. Okay. So, all right, I feel better. So, Gypsy is pregnant with Ken, who she was actually engaged to in 2018. So, it said that Ken proposed to Gypsy in 2018, and the relationship ended years before her 2023 release. And she was then married to Ryan, who she really that whom she married in prison. It was obvious like she really couldn't stand him. And then she's been back with Ken. Now Ken is obviously a good-looking guy. Ryan, not so much. I remember that Gypsy said that Ryan was food hoarding, and I'm like, she didn't have to put him on blast like that, but that's what some people do sometimes when they really can't stand someone. So I guess I will say that I am happy for Gypsy. I did not watch any of the programming on Gypsy. I have a very, very, very faint understanding of what she endured and what happened to her, but I know that her mom has munch or had Munchausen. So Gypsy put out a YouTube video and it's titled I'm Pregnant, My Journey So Far. And she says, apparently, according to People magazine, Gypsy gets emotional and she says, all the things that I wanted in a mother, I want to give to this baby. I'm a mother now. I am happy and I just want to be a good mother for my child. I want to be everything my mother wasn't. And good for her. Like, she's able to have her full circle moment. She's 32, so I imagine she'll have more kids. And, she endured a lot. I have no idea. Like I said, I didn't watch the special, but I know that she got really underweight and she was beaten and tortured and treated horribly. So good for Gypsy. Good for Margot and damn good for Lindsay. Because what happens in Lindsay's situation? Men will sit there and they will eat up a woman's time. They will absolutely devour a woman's fertility, her fertile years. And that woman will want to be a mother, but she'll be really, really patient, waiting for the ring, waiting for the marriage. When she has a ticking time bomb, a ticking clock, and she'll still just sit there and wait for a man. And a lot of times it's too late. Lindsay was like, you know what I'm gonna do? After this humiliating, embarrassing heartache, you wanna know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna find a man and move on with my life. And it's not like Lindsay knew she would get pregnant so quickly. Nobody knows how quickly they'll get pregnant. It just feels so incredibly meant to be. Like, I am so excited for Lindsay, and I don't know shit about her or the show, really. And something that's really, really interesting is that Paige, who is a fellow co-star, predicted this. So Paige said, left a comment on Lindsay's Instagram saying, quote, "My manifestation even scared me. Congratulations." So in the season finale of season 8, which is last season of Summer House, Paige is comforting Lindsay after Carl dumped her on camera like a true piece of shit. And Paige told Lindsay, quote, "Let him go. In a year, you could be married with a baby, with the love of your life, who is also all in. Let Carl go." Okay, we stan a fortune teller. Now look, in a year she's actually pregnant, and I do think this guy will probably marry her. Oh my gosh, what a slap in the face to Carl. You know they talk about success being the best revenge. How about getting pregnant and getting married to someone else being the best revenge? Lindsay is beautiful. Carl, I don't find him attractive at all. And I'm hoping that this guy is more attractive than Carl. This is so exciting. Who knew that within from the July 4th to July 9th, within 5 days, we'd have three pregnancy announcements. Lindsay's, Margot Robbie, Gypsy. What? Something's in the water, y'all. Something's in the water. All right. Shout out to Lindsay, especially. And can we start talking about men trapping women by getting women pregnant? Can we please start talking about that? We say that. Think about it. The only time we say it is when it's celebrities, when it's like a Kevin Federline who had Britney Spears knocked up back to back. Literally, her kids are what, 11, 10, 11 months apart. Why don't we have that conversation more often about men who aren't celebrities? It's common, very common. So let's be honest about it. Men trap women all the damn time. And if a woman is in love and she wants to have a baby and her partner wants to have a baby, who are we to say that that woman trapped a man? Please. Haters gonna hate. Haters keep it consistent. Like, Lindsay's living her best life. Go ahead and let her cash in on that pregnancy announcement. She made so much money off of that post because what I found out in some of the comments is the reason why a pregnancy post with a pregnancy test is so valuable, why you're able to make a lot of money with that is because they know that that post is going to get an extreme amount of engagement from all the news outlets, from all your followers, from all your non-followers. So it's very worth it for the brand. Y'all, let's be serious. She is a smart business woman. And now she's one of her biggest dreams is going to come true. I see Lindsay actually becoming like this mom influencer and being done with Summer House after the baby's here. And I don't know. I think she probably has a strong enough fan base to be around for forever. Like, look at Stassi. Stassi has been off of TV for a while, and Stassi still has her fans who support her. Even though she's not on TV, they support her podcast, they support her books. I read or I skimmed Stassi's first book and it was so terrible. Like, it was so terrible. And I think she put out her third book, and the bitch can't write to save her life. But, anyways, congrats to Lindsay, congrats to Gypsy, congrats to Margot. Talk to you soon.